You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, you guys were listening to Otis Gibson and the Rockhounds. The tracks were Rebound, Love, and Sorry State. Sorry State's a good lead-in for when we do Ann Jackson.
Oh,
the scammer stuff. So that's Otis Gibson and the Rockhounds on the last segment. Yeah, if you guys were tuning in, you guys heard Trucker Tom come from behind to win.
Regaining his crown.
Yes. Our little prince regained his crown as the champion of male named that orgasm. It was nip and tuck there for a while as Joe and I pulled ahead.
But Tom was able to bang out the
win. He came from behind. And won, and beat us out at the last moment. Shows Trucker Tom will not be sharing with the family.
Yeah, thanks a lot for really pushing that in there so that he's really mad at me.
Better you than me. What do I care if he's What do I care if he's mad at you for?
You don't.
I don't. You're very Joe's got his computer on. That could be nothing. Mean nothing good.
No. I'm not even real. I just brought it up for one specific thing, but it
porn. You wanted to see the images you were just listening to.
No, it's the plug for the gig for the weekend. But my iPhone died, so that's why I had to set it up.
Joe's got a plug, and he wants you to know about it.
That's right.
That's what time is. It's scamming scammers time. Mm. Okay, now when we last left with scamming scammers, we were trying to infiltrate Belinda's gang as they were trying to do a reload scam on DJ, mm-hmm. but they kind of disappeared after Christmas.
Right.
So I decided to try a different tact to make life a little bit more difficult for our Ghanaian friends. I created a fake person, a fake Facebook profile. That's what the word is. We'll call him JV. Mm-hmm. And I started warning people on her Facebook page, on a real Facebook page, that would comment and hit like, so to try to warn them.
Right.
So, January 29th, 2014. Hey, my name is JV, and I want to make you aware that you are on the friend list of a verified scammer called Belinda/Priska. To protect yourself and your friends and family, you need to delete her or she will have access to people you know. The person using this profile is using her real pictures, but asked two of my friends for money and gifts, so please be careful. Take care and stay safe. Now, here's the thing about Facebook. If you don't know the person and you send them a message, it goes to the other folder of messages. And a lot of people don't know that there's another mm-hmm. folder. They just think it's their regular inbox. But
what
that's,
folder is that?
Right.
It's called Other.
Oh, okay.
So if you're using it on the computer, there'll be inbox, and right next to it, mm-hmm. grayed out, it says Other. You click on Other, and it's like spam and people right. who don't know you. And other, sometimes regular stuff.
It's like a mess.
It is. So most of the time, we warn these people, and they never get the warning because most people don't check the other folder.
Right.
It's really hard to find on a mobile. But if you use your laptop or your computer, it's usually easier to find. But, I send out all these things. You know, a lot of times you never
Does
hear
anybody
back.
Anybody listen? Nobody listens.
February 28th. Hey, JV, what happened with your friends and this lady, Belinda Priska Abbey? So we have somebody who's interested in knowing, and we will end it there for tonight. But what do you think? What do you think of this new plan?
I think it's a good idea. You could infiltrate them, ruin their game. And get the feedback from people that are actually watching that, watching the site, see what's going on.
Well, the hard part is to actually, get these people to believe you. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Well,
but,
yeah.
It's also a really good idea because you've been telling people in the anti-scamming community all along that you have to protect yourself when you go into combat with these people. So having an alter ego do the heavy lifting is a good idea.
Now, Facebook frowns on this. Facebook, because,
I know they do.
You know, Facebook does not want you to create multiple profiles. Unfortunately, scammers don't listen. So you kind of have to fight fire. You kind of have to fight fire with fire. But the problem is, What happens is if a scammer gets on to you, because a lot of times you report, you'll tell somebody, hey, you know, that guy you're talking to, it's not really a soldier. It's an African scammer. Here's proof. And the person will then go back to the scammer. And, of course, the scammer will sweet-talk them. Go, no, this is an X or blah, 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 whatever reason. And then they'll report you to Facebook. And
really?
Then, yeah, and then you get your fake profile deleted. And Facebook is much better at deleting people whose warrants fake profiles than deleting scammers' fake profiles. They do. I mean, you could get around it. I mean, I've helped people who have fake profiles. I've helped them forge legal documents and everything. I've helped them forge driver's license and everything to get them back online so they can use their fake profiles and everything. The wife has helped. Well, you know, Photoshop goes a long way. But, I mean, if you're fighting scammers, you got to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see if this works out. Mm. We'll see if I can save this soul. Or maybe I can't. Maybe it'll go nowhere.
Yep. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. What do you think, Pip? Stay tuned?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now we'll do some scam busters.
Scam busters! Get yourself some scream on your Facebook page.
Pip, what are the categories tonight?
Scam busters!
I think tonight's category, as far as the standard...
Mr. Davin.
Then I think the next category should be fucking asshole.
Fucking asshole.
In honor of what we just listened to.
I was going to say, we just heard a lot of that.
And let's see, so small Mr. Davin is always a good one.
All right, those are the three. Joe. What do you guess, sir?
Okay, Mr. Davins, I'm going to go with none. Fucking asshole, I'm going to go with three. And so-called Mr. Davin, I'm going to go with one.
All right, Pip, what are you going with?
I'm going to say, I'm on a similar vein with Joe. I'm thinking there's not going to be any Mr. Davins. There might be one... so-called Mr. Davin. I'm going with four fucking assholes.
Upping me.
Well, I mean, you know, it makes sense. She's been exposed to it all day. It's going to have an influence on her.
I have it on the brain, you know?
Can't get them out of her head. What are you going to do? All right. So we shall start. Anybody else playing along tonight or not?
I'm just typing in the possibilities for the chat goers and see what they say.
All right. I'm going to proceed. When we last left off, we were having a lot of conversations between Anne and her scammers. Were we not, Pip?
Yes, we were.
Yes, it was maddening and riveting all at the same time.
Oh, my God. So incredible. So crazy.
So here we are. Now, I haven't spoken to Anne in quite some time, but she's still speaking to me.
Yes, in droves.
Yes.
Volumes.
Not to. Did you notice that?
Yes, I have noticed the trend. That's right. That was the big takeaway from last time. I forgot. The scammer was actually begging her to stop, to go away. The scammer didn't want to talk anymore. He had enough of her nonsense. A scammer's whole job is to keep constant communication with you. But even the scammer's like,
we'll take the loss.
Enough.
We'll take the loss.
We've gotten enough out of you. All right. Did anybody else play in Pip, or are we just us?
Lisa said... Zero Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Two fucking assholes and two so-called Mr. Davins.
Okay. Tom, want to go
and
for...
And Otis of the Rockhounds is trying to figure out what the hell we're talking about, so I'm trying to clue him in.
Oh, it's this anti-scammer, scam victim, scammer helper who has a completely foul language and might be mentally ill, who I talk to. And she uses a lot of language. Are we ready?
I think we're ready.
April 3rd, 2014. So-called Eric Bohr.
Ah!
That doesn't count.
I know.
Fucking Melvin Santos. There's a comma, so I don't know if she's talking about what Pip just watched. So-called Eric Bohr. Fucking Melvin Santos.
Oh, darn it, I really would have liked that audio.
Which I think would have been Latino and French.
Yeah.
For those keeping score. many victims?
It would have been Ghanaian on Ghanaian. Ah,
that's my favorite. How many victims do they need to pay? You cheated on my money for sending the delegates, and you said that the funds will hit my account. 100% for sure. I have the record. I did pay for the fees, and what you have done to me is asshole result.
I'm using that during the day. This is an asshole result.
This is an asshole result.
I got to remember that. Something goes wrong. This was an asshole result.
One of your best jokes just lays there. This was an asshole result. What? What?
That's tonight's theme. Every segment is about asshole results.
You are 100% for sure a scammer who scammed me and one victim called A. How about Pauline and Cinta? I don't know them. You want money and you stole my research like a thief. I don't think it was the research they were after.
But she just admitted she there was scammers again.
Yeah, well, she goes back and forth on this.
Because she's crazy.
Yes. Of course, that fucking asshole Melvin Santos used my source to make a speech at UN. Did he? Did he? Plagiarism. He stole my work, my intellectual property. Oh. No, stupid. He stole your real property.
Ladies and gentlemen of the UN, fucking asshole Melvin Santos. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're killing me.
That's the way he's introduced.
Fucking
in front of the whole place. Okay.
The United States has walked out of this. They do not want to watch that fucking asshole Melvin Santos.
No.
They protest.
They know. How come the Ann doesn't know?
Japan is listening riveted. You are... of course, that fucking asshole Melvin Santos used my source to make a speech at UN. You are dirty. Of course, that Miller and Green are also dirty. It sounds like it. They're going to need a shower after what we just heard. I really understand why many people around the world want to attack U.S. because of dirty means to destroy the whole world.
You know, I wish you would get off this kick with the U.S. I mean, I know it's U.S. soldiers, but everybody...
Well, it's not.
I know, it's horseshit, but everybody she's dealing with is not on U.S. soil, not even U.S.
Well, we did have the one thing, that the one email that traced back to Kansas, which we can't explain.
No.
So, that's the one shred of evidence that she clings to.
Mm.
Let's see. I really understand why many people around the world want to attack U.S. because of dirty means to destroy the whole world. You also destroy my whole life by using this. Even Mafia Family Green, that fucking Jennifer's typical Jayanthi Merrim scammer. She took my money running away, asking another payments again and again. This whole scam scheme from all of you. People, of course, think it is scam. I admit it. You are all scammers. Do we have a breakthrough, Joe?
Right at this very second, this yeah. moment.
Yes.
But
yeah,
then...
Yeah, you're
at this moment, she seems to understand that they're scammers. When does she flip back? I mean...
You guys are skeptical, like you don't think she's seen the light.
No, next paragraph should be back.
No, it's a new day, Jeff. April 5th, 2014. So-called idiot Davin.
Oh, so close!
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is talking to scammers? You are talking to that fucking bitch, the woman who called us. Did you get the evidence? She cannot. She lies. You said to victim A that I am talking to scammer. Who is you? Assholes! That's just his own sentence, by the way. Assholes, period.
Because you, asshole, should be asshole.
Well, she's very into assholes. She likes multiples.
Apparently, we heard some other people.
Sure. I never see any evidence from you. I never see any...
Don't remind me, I'm having PTSD from this afternoon.
Okay. Explain that to your therapist. I never see any evidence from you. You are a fucking liar. I did report all of the scam to the official sites, and then they replied to me. What is the truth? You have told me that brown cotton is from Africa. What is the truth? You are a fucking liar.
Hold on. What's the... So this was the next day?
Yes, Joe.
She's out of her mind.
Yes. You are a fucking liar. Your radio show is foolish without concrete evidence. Shame on you.
Without concrete evidence?
No, that was from the president of Sirius. I'm sorry.
Concrete. That look more concrete than a sidewalk.
She continues. Shall I go on?
Please.
Mr. Davin!
Ah, one on the board.
Yeah, but nobody guessed Mr. Davin's tonight.
Oh, shit, we stuck. That's right.
Nobody said Mr. Davin!
No, we never thought you would say that.
And there was Mr. Davin right in front of you waiting to be picked.
Yeah, you didn't seem like it was tonight was going to be the night for it.
No, it's always night for Mr. Davin.
You know.
If you cannot afford the truth, you had better fuck off! apparently this is going to cost me now. Or I got to fuck off. I don't think I want to fuck off. Why do? What did you send to me? Victim A has, not Victim A, the woman who has called us has already the evidence. How much did Green ask her money? I do not see any evidence from you. You are a fucking liar creating the fraud from yourself.
Ay, 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 ay.
No wonder Brown Cotton call you a scammer. Brown Cotton's calling me a scammer. No, I would believe him. We need evidence. That woman is a fucking liar, as I know. She likes to take men from anyone because she said to me, there is nothing wrong to get loved. Even she is married. She still wants Green. How ironic. I don't think that's irony.
That's not really irony.
No, I don't think it's it. I think the irony is, there is no irony in that.
No, there's none.
Wait a minute. Now, this is the first victim she's talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
You told me she lives happily, but why she still stays? They are talking lies in public. You are a fucking rumor mess media.
a what?
I'm a fucking
rumor mess media.
No, a fucking rumor mess media.
Oh,
that's different. What the hell is that?
Shame on you! You cannot afford the truth. Again, how much is this going to cost?
Well, you can see what her tab's been running up at.
Yeah. So then I talk to the woman who originally called us. I go, AJ's quite the handful, to say the least, LOL. Any update on finding Green asking for the money? Because I still want to get that.
Yeah.
No, sorry. I looked through all but a few discs that I burned from my old computer. We'll get those and look. AJ is crazy. We're not alone in this.
Really? It's just him?
I go, okay. You are sure he asked, though, correct? Yes, I do believe you are correct. You have no idea what I've been reading. It will all unfold on the air. Another soap opera. So she goes, yes, he asked for 600 both times he asked. The first time, it was to be sent to Jennifer in the UK. The second, it was to be sent to Nigeria to a friend of hers to pick up. We haven't really heard of Nigeria before in this scam.
Yeah.
Before it was Ghana.
What?
Not in this one. I mean, you know, the famous, you know, email scams where used to be the Nigerian scams, but not in these.
No, they come from Nigeria, too, just not with Anne.
But in this whole contest, it has not been there.
Yeah. Oh, right, true.
I go, okay, do you think it is on the files you have not checked? She goes, probably. I would back up everything on my computer disk. I have tons. Prince Bracco Mensa in Ghana. That was who was going to pick up the money for Jennifer. So that is your real person. That's your real scammer right there. Mm-hmm. Prince Bracco Mensa in Ghana probably is Jennifer.
Yes.
Shocking. Yeah. I thought it was a 19-year-old girl, daughter of a Marine. Are we saying no?
Not even close.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, maybe Prince is a pretty female. Prince. She was Caitlin. Now she's Prince.
Changed again.
Yes. I go, okay, once you give me that, I will send it to AJ. Not that it will matter, but I want it on record. She goes, sorry it's taking so long. I go, no problem, just prolongs AJ's rants. She goes, she thinks they are real and that they wouldn't scam people, just like the fake Miller she was involved with. I go, I think her thinking is not clear. Not sure she's capable of such a thing. She goes, what I don't understand, she can tell scammers from real. She knows you don't send money for anything, but she wanted people to send money for fees. If she wasn't in on the scam, I'm just confused. Did you see the woman on Google Plus that had the site up about AJ? I go, from my work, I don't understand how anybody could think she is knowledgeable. No, I did not. And then somebody sent it to her, somebody who I know, an anti-scammer, asked if it was me. No, it's not me. The person goes on Google Plus, Country Pumpkin Chadwick. Country Pumpkin Chadwick.
Who's that?
That's the Country Pumpkin Chadwick is the person posting about Anne. Mm. She goes, apparently from what I read, AJ tried to get this woman to send money to the fake Miller. Whoever this is, she is pissed. I go, I've heard of this person from Victim A, but seems to get a lot of info from Mr. G when he was very wrong. Mr. G's an anti-scammer who listens to the show sometimes. She goes, who is Victim A? I go, person who AJ sent as scammers. She doesn't know who that is. I said, G sent her to me a while back. So she goes, G's a strange dude. I laugh. I go, I've never met so many strange people as I have in this community.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, that's true, but you know what they say, birds of a feather flock together. I go, yeah, well, this bird can't wait to fly the coop. And you heard, this is from 2014, and you heard me just tonight go, I've had it with these people. So she knows the feeling. This person goes, I'm just tired of all the backstabbing and the fighting. I go, broken, lonely people. She goes, yes, and I need to move on. Let go of the hurt. And that's the hardest thing, is to move on.
Yeah.
Because they kind of immerse themselves in this world, and a lot of them, they become obsessed with anti-scamming. So the constantly being online talking to the scammer is replaced by fighting scammers and being immersed in this and looking for fake profiles and trying to report them. It's just not healthy. You got to move on.
Well, healthy. It's just the whole thing with Anne, where once since she missed the scammers and the next day she doesn't. That one woman that we interviewed actually learned to move on with her life, which was good, and then wound up actually helping, you know, the scammers, but she knew we went to step away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she goes, yes, they need to move on and let go of the hurt. I said, hurt fills the emptiness. She goes, not really. I go, for them it does. She goes, I think for them it's the anger that fills their emptiness, and they don't know how to let go of the anger and the shame of being scammed. I go, for some, fake love is all they had. She goes, I know that feeling. Plus, all they have are the women in the groups because they don't tell family or friends what has happened to them. I agree. I thought that was a very good insight into, you know, what a victim has to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, and what it looks like the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people's lives are completely changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But it's how they move away from it that is the key factor. I mean, that one woman that we had the interview with was able to move, was able to move away from it, where Anne is having a problem.
I don't really know, no. I don't think she's moved away from it. There's not, the woman who called in.
The woman that called in, that's the
woman. I'm not talking about the Australian woman. I'm not talking about Tracy.
That's who I was talking about.
No, I'm talking about this woman who I'm talking to. She's moved on, I believe.
Okay.
I don't think Tracy's moved on. I think she still wants to find out who the scammer, you know. She hasn't, I don't think she's been able to turn that page.
I thought it's from when we interviewed her, it seemed like she did.
Nah, I think there's still more.
Really?
I mean, this is part of the process, but
right.
I mean, she's a lot better than when I first started talking to her.
Right.
And
right.
She's made a lot of progress for sure, and I think she's starting to, but she's still got more hurdles. Right. But yeah,
that's
What?
That's a shame that she hasn't been able to really, you know, make a really big leap away from this all. But I'm not saying that I would know how I would do in the same place.
It's really, you know, and that's what we can't really understand, the moving on process.
I wonder if her family has rallied around her finally.
You're talking about the Australian?
Yes.
Yeah.
From what I understand, sometimes yes, and then I think sometimes stuff happens and not so much.
Maybe because she's slipping back. As an assumption.
I think in that particular case, that family tends to be a little bit judgmental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of like walking on Greg shells with your family.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but yeah, it's really hard, and you kind of get an inside of it. So imagine this. Imagine Anne has nobody to talk to. You know, she's not in any of these.
It doesn't seem like it.
No, she's not in any of these groups. She's kind of put up as a poopah, like, and she's just as, like, nobody to get over this hate and anger with.
And I don't think she knows who's real or who's not. You know, it's, you know, in her, I mean, she's questioning you. Obviously, you're real. You're the real deal. But from what she's being fed by the rest of them, they're putting poison in her head that you're not. So who do you believe? There's nobody true to believe. I feel bad for her in that respect.
Well, I mean, think about it. The trust, I mean, it's a huge violation of trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, with somebody like Anne, you know, she's been scammed on multiple occasions.
Right.
So, she, you know, her head's spinning.
Yeah.
And that's what scammers do. I mean, that's what these reload scams are about. That's, you know, hey, we got you once, we'll pass you on. That's what we saw was going to happen to DJ with Gifty and Belinda's crew everything. The reload scam.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're going to make this okay. We're going to arrest that scammer. There's going to be justice. We're going to get your money back. Just, you know, send me $1,000. And, you know, you want it. You think it's real.
You know, as soon as you hear send me money, I mean, you're dealing with people that you were sending money to. You got scammed by them. Now you're having another group of people turn around and tell you, well, we'll help you. Send us money. As soon as you hear that send us money, that's the whole, you know, red letter issue.
But they don't know that.
Hmm.
And it's not like on you go on the FBI page. And they say, we're never going to ask you for money. I mean, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't ask you for money, but it doesn't say that.
Yeah.
So people don't know what's real, and that's what these scammers play on. That's why we got to educate. That's what we do. We educate for his...
And help.
What?
And we help people. I mean, here's Lisa telling me that you have to accept what happened to you and move forward. It took her 5 years, but with the show's help, she's now dating real people.
Hmm.
With our help? Oh.
Good.
Well,
yeah.
I'm glad.
Lisa said many times that we, you know, just being able to laugh with us and listen to things and talk it out helps her work it out. And we've helped her.
Listen to Davin's Den. We'll get you laid.
That's right.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad. I don't know if the Name That Orgasm segment helped anybody this evening.
Yeah, I don't really think that helped anybody tonight.
Not me. Not me at all.
Not that particular one.
I don't know why Pip feels the need to send us this, but she felt the need to give us the definition of GERD and, like, email it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because you were talking about it, so I thought I'd edumacate you.
Yeah, but the chances are I would read it after the show. And once the show's over, I don't care about GERD.
I do, because I'm suffering through it.
I'm suffering through you.
That's right.
So, yes, you are. Who's a horrible man?
I am.
I'm a horrible
man.
All right, so let's end it there. Do a short scammer clip tonight. Scammer say, hey, you know what? Maybe we'll come back next week and do more. We'll figure that out.
You imagine that?
What?
Coming back next week and doing more?
I'm having a hard time imagining coming back next week, but we will. We will. We will. We'll be back next week because people have paid for this.
Yes.
And I don't feel like handing money back. So I'm going to thank some people. And this is kind of cool. We're going to thank Family Martial Arts like we always do. And Sensei Ferdico is coming in studio next week to play some Savage Medicine with us.
That's right.
So
awesome. So
Joe's going to put that together. Make sure it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, no slacking on the Savage Medicine.
No.
All right. But Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out. Family Martial Arts, Goshen.com. Family Martial Arts, Goshen.com. Pip?
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for whose enjoyment? Your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Summer's coming. You don't want to be a fat ass. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket, smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish because I've never seen a round one. Corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut.
Mm.
I think I've heard that noise. Mm. With followed by some slapping. I ruined it for me. I ruined my appetite. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out or order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as sweet 16s, weddings, office parties, or anything that just happens to impress. Their professional staff will ensure your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets is always hosting the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Spreading Productions. And we have a great show coming up on July 24th. You will have Eric McMahon, Rick Allen, and Mike Keegan. So check those guys out. Portobello Restaurant. Experience all they have to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
We're actually going to have Vincent from Portobello in here in 2 weeks. He's going to help us with the Father's Day countdown.
Nice.
So we'll have another Father's Day countdown. Side Splitting Productions. If you need a comedian or a performer for a kid's party or karaoke or a balloon animal guy or a gal or painting the kids with the fake tattoos and the makeup, go to sidesplittingproductions.com. We'll help you out. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us at 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, is Mr. Helix any place where we can enjoy him this weekend?
Place where I can enjoy him. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. That was weird. Joe?
Yes, this Friday, June 5th and 6th, I will be down at the Comedy Works in Bristol, PA. You can check it out, 9:30 show. For reservations, 215-741-1661.
Joe's computer is like all just started up as like possessed. It's got like the gayest music. It's like when Joe wants to get in the mood. A little piano, tickling the ivories, turn the lights down, listen to some gay porn. Joe's ready to go. What the hell was that?
Hey, I guess it
was
Joe, the music from the website. The sites for you to look at.
Yeah. look at it. Send those links. Forget about the GERD.
That computer's been up and running for the past 25 minutes, and now it has to play a song.
It was mood music,
I guess.
This Friday and Saturday, I will be in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey at Bananas Comedy Club. Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. For tickets, call 201-727-1090. 201-727-1090. Well, that was a fun show.
Yes.
Yes.
We learned a lot. We learned about gay sex.
Like we didn't already know. Yeah.
Intently. No, it was a very good show.
I know more than I needed to know now.
Our fans got to hear a back office meeting. Hear a back office meeting.
Was it wrong? Was it wrong to do that?
No. People to clue in, see the behind the scenes things that go on with the show. That
there's
goes
just,
on with
there's
the show.
Just so much going on. Yeah. And I'm just like stretched so thin. It's like, well, how much do we do this?
Yeah.
Are you guys open to doing like waking up early and doing this every morning?
Give it a shot. It's up to discussion. Yeah.
All right. We also learned what GERD was. Thank you guys for hanging out. Congratulations again, Trucker Tom, on defending your title for gay. Name that orgasm.
Yes.
You know what? I think that he's not really that happy wearing that crown.
Well, you know what? It shouldn't have happened then. Didn't have to happen. Me and Joe were battling for that distinction. But Pip, you know, you created this particular
threw
segment.
Threw him under the bus.
Threw him under the bus. Was it the bang bus? What the hell type of bus was it?
But I tried to give you guys an out.
Well, Tom, don't blame yourself. Don't blame Joe or myself. Blame Pip. You should blame Pip, Tom. You were just playing the game.
I think he already does.
Yeah. Well, he should. I would expect some pictures of gay cats showing up on your Facebook timeline. Yeah, two cats that do each other.
Okay.
My male cat used to do my female cat, and they were brother and sister.
Yeah, I thought we had one cat that we didn't realize was female, and my mother goes, "I think one of the cats are gay."
What do you mean you didn't realize it's female? It Spade?
Did
you call that cat Caitlin?
No, we just didn't realize it was a female cat. So my mom is like, "I think one of our cats are gay." I'm like, why? Is it dressing extra flashy? What do I mean?
Is it dressing extra flashy? Yeah. The cat has the Doomy pumps on.
Two of our male cats are both fixed, but every once in a while, one of them gets over there and gets a little too friendly with the other one.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We look forward to playing Name That Gay Cat Orgasm.
Yeah. All right, it's a Portuguese cat.
But you know,
I'll start recording this evening.
Yeah, you know what? Pip would really like that episode. Yeah. That would be like her favorite one. Her little nipples would be all excited. Finally combining everything I love.
That would just be my normal evening.
Oh, well, there we go. There we go, nips. Anyway, all right. thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you like us, tell a friend.
If you don't, tell no one.
Either way,
tell no one.
Please keep on listening.
Good night.
See you next Tuesday.
Good night.